Hello, friends. Here in central North Carolina and the surrounding area, it looks like creation decided to enforce a Sabbath on us today, yet again. So we are not holding service in person because of the weather. So pull up your blanket, warm your hands around, you know, a cup of something good, and let's worship in a way that reminds us that sacredness doesn't require a sanctuary. It just requires us. So, you know, snow outside, warmth inside, love in the middle of it all. Let us begin. Our scripture reading today comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Hear now these words. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket. They put it on the stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to the one who sends you. May we add blessing and understanding to the reading of those words. Also, I want to read an excerpt from Audre Lorde from her book, A Burst of Light. Has this to say, caring for myself is not self-indulgent. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare. As communities pushed to the margins, we learn to survive storms, both literal and metaphorical. We learn that our lives bear witness to truths the world does not always want to hear. Yet here we are, alive, resisting, shining, even when the world grows cold. My short message, my homily for you today is entitled, Salt That Melts Ice, Light That Exposes Violence. You know, there's something quietly holy about a snowstorm, you know. It slows us down. It hushes the frantic pace that we keep calling normal. It covers everything in a kind of temporary equality, the road, the yard, the fancy neighborhoods, the forgotten neighborhoods, all held under the same white blanket. It's creation preaching something that the world keeps forgetting. And into that world, Jesus says something audacious. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Not you could be, not you might be. You are. Which is wild considering who he said it to. Not to the powerful, not to the wealthy, not to the respected. He said it to the folks that empire overlooked. The ones that religion tried to control. The ones history tends to put into the footnotes. Maybe that's exactly why he said it. Because salt and light do their best work in places that have grown dull, bland, cold. Salt keeps things from going bad. Light exposes what violence prefers to keep hidden. Salt wakes up to the taste of justice. Light reveals the shape of hope. And if there is anything the world needs right now, it is hope with teeth. Hope that refuses to stay quiet in the face of violence. Hope that will not pretend everything is fine while people are being harmed. Hope that shines a light into the places where cruelty likes to hide. We're living in a moment when violence wears badges and bureaucracy. When entire agencies like ICE operate in the shadows in ways that traumatize families and disappear neighbors and turn the God-given dignity of immigrants into a political chess piece. The machinery of exclusion depends on darkness. It depends on people not looking, not asking, not shining a light on it. Jesus has something to say about that. You are the light of the world. Not a night light, not a flicker, a light that reveals violence wants, reveals what violence wants covered. A light that helps people see what is really happening, not what the headlines spin. And here's where the snowstorm gives us a sermon within the sermon. Light changes everything it touches, and salt, well, salt melts ice. You can hear that as a metaphor if you want to, or you can take it as a commission. Because the ice in our world is not only frozen water, it is fear, it is hostility, it is cruelty turned into policy, it is the coldness that convinces us to care less so we hurt less. Salt melts ice. And our calling, according to Jesus, is to be salt. To be the kind of people whose presence warms the room, whose voices interrupt justice, whose compassion thaws the world where it has grown cold. Which brings us back to days like this, when we are snowed in, when the usual rituals are interrupted, when the world slows enough that we can feel what we normally speed right past. Even when we can't gather in the building, the calling of being light and salt, it doesn't pause. Days like this remind us that the work of love has never depended on pews, pulpits, or parking lots. It depends on people choosing to show up for each other, even from their living rooms. Audre Lorde told us that caring for ourselves is a political act. And Jesus told us that shining is not optional. Now you put those two together, and you get a kind of sacred resilience, a way of living that refuses to be dimmed by cold season, by political cruelty, or the low-grade despair that keeps trying to move in. So maybe the question for this snowy Sunday is simple. What kind of light will you be this week? What injustice will you refuse to leave in the shadows? Whose story will you amplify when agencies try to silence them? What small act of kindness will thaw someone's spirit? What boundary will you help blur so that someone who has been excluded can step into warmth? Salt and light are not metaphors for private faith. They are metaphors for public courage. They are invitations to be the kind of people who help the world taste like justice and see the possibility of liberation. You don't need a sanctuary for that. You just need a willingness to shine, a willingness to melt a little bit of ice in this world. The kind of stuff that the world keeps pretending is normal. Let your light, though, reveal truth. Let your salt melt the ice. Let your life preach something warmer, braver, and more just than what the world currently expects. Because Jesus did not say you could be the light of the world. He said you are. You are the light, the salt of the world. Let's pray together. May we be reminded that love often shows up in the quiet places, in the hush of snow on branches, in the pause between breaths, in the gentle courage it takes to stay tender in a world that rewards the opposite. May we be moved to shine in ways that do not demand attention, yet can still change the room. May the light we carry reveal beauty in those the world treats as disposable. May the salt we offer draw out the hidden flavors of justice and mercy and solidarity. Where fear has frozen hearts, may love thaw them. Where despair has dimmed hope, may love kindle it again. Where boundaries have been used to keep people out, may love blur them with holy mischief. Let the snow-covered day be a reminder that even when life slows, love does not. Amen. Receive this blessing. As you step back into the week, may you walk with the kind of light that refuses to shrink. May you carry the courage of people who believe another world is possible. May the snow outside remind you that beauty can fall even in cold seasons. May love, wild and boundary-breaking love, guide your steps towards justice and joy. Go in peace, go in love, and thank you for joining us here today.